At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, we are going to get a little bit of a perspective on the 25-year history of the Beef Checkoff. And Wayne, I know you've been involved for quite some time. Why don't you, first of all, just tell me, how did you get involved with this this law that we know as the Beef Checkoff?
Well, back in 1984, I was working for the dairy industry, writing their Dairy Promotion Act. And the beef industry had written a promotion act previously in 1977 that had failed in two referendums. I was involved in the Dairy Promotion Act, which passed in by referendum in 84. And as a result, the beef industry leaders came to me and asked me if I would work on a new act for the beef promotion.
And at that time, when that one passed, I can't remember what the margin was. It was pretty healthy.
It was 79%.
Yeah. So as you now kind of look back at that, we've seen, just all kinds of programs and activities that have been funded by this program over the years. What's kind of your perspective on how you've seen it evolve? Because we still measure producer acceptance or approval, your attitude.
Yeah. I think the beef program, and let me go back a little bit and talk about the premise behind the beef program. If you look at the two previous referendums to the one that passed, you had a situation in which a national program was being created that provided very little coordination with the state programs. The purpose in the program that I was involved in was to get all of the state and regional programs and the national program working together. By doing that, you allow a greater coordination both on the local level and on the national level. I think that the beef checkoff, from a program standpoint, has been one of the more successful programs in place. It has moved the needle on moving beef. It has allowed beef to withstand a number of attacks, both on a nutritional basis, on a food safety basis. Without it, I think the industry would have had some real challenges as it relates to, you know, foodborne illness and those kinds of things. So from the standpoint of protecting the industry and making sure that meat continues to be a center of the plate item, it's done a wonderful job.
I would echo that from my perspective on the media side, where we've had involvement with all, maybe not all, but most of the various commodity checkoffs we have. I know you come at this from a sort of the legal side here. How have you seen these cattlemen and women who have been appointed come in and learn and figure out how to manage this thing? I mean, what's your perspective on that, seeing them work as a team to put together a very well thought out plan and way to invest that money?
Well, I think the when the Secretary of Agriculture appoints representatives to the Cattlemen's Beef Board, who are nominated by state groups, I think these people come in with a commitment that they represent the industry. I do have to tell you that the industry has changed over the past 25 years. You know, we're no longer an industry where we have one policy organization. We have several policy organizations. And as a result, there are different representatives representing different organizations. However, what I've seen on the Cattlemen's Beef Board is generally when someone's appointed to the Cattlemen's Beef Board, they represent, you know, almost like a trustee. They represent the industry and the people who are paying the check off. They are zealous in making sure that the dollars are spent appropriately.
Well, I've witnessed more than one swearing in, and my perception has been that it's taken very seriously, and essentially they are making an oath to uphold and the law, because that's what we have.
I think, as everyone knows, we've had some issues with, certain cost allocations and those kind of things with NCBA. That's a result of making sure that the dollars are spent appropriately. And I think it's important to note that everybody wants to get down to the bottom of that, NCBA as well as CBB. So, you know, I think we're well on our way to resolving most of those issues. I think we, you know, at this board meeting, we should address a number of issues that the board has outstanding relating to roles and responsibilities, committees, and those kind of things. And I think the industry is, you know, is going to move forward on a lot of these things in a positive way. Again, I want to make sure that everybody understands that the firewall between policy and checkoff has not been breached. There is cooperation between all the organizations to make sure that that's not been breached. USDA has been looking over it to make sure that there's not an issue there. So, you know, I think we're moving down a path that's much more positive than it has been. In fact, I think the media has played a role in kind of whipping up some of these issues. So I think with this meeting coming up and with some decisions being made, I think we're going to move down a much more positive path.
That's the sentiment I've heard expressed from a number of the leadership here. I guess I'd also like to ask you before we close, you know, because you've been at so many of these meetings, I know that often a question comes up and all eyes go to Wayne and say, Wayne, you know, what about this or what about that? Any anecdotes you might want to share of just some of the more interesting situations that the board has gotten into where they've needed your assistance?
Well, let me relate. It was a real learning experience for me. I was this was back when we were writing the act, okay, and I happened to be sitting with the drafting committee, and Joanne Smith was the chair of NCA at the time, and we were sitting in the conference room at NCA headquarters in Denver, and a comment was made about doing something. And vehemently, I had said, guys, you can't do that. And as soon as I said that, everybody kind of leaned back away from the table, and I saw Joanne Smith. She was wearing reading glasses. Joanne Smith looking down at me, and she said, Mr. Watkinson, we didn't ask you here to tell us what we can't do. We asked you here to tell us what we can do. And I've taken that to heart. You know, you really need to help people do what they can do as opposed to tell them what they can't do. And that was a real learning experience for me. Over the last 25 years, I've seen the Fred Johnsons stare down the, you know, bankers at large banks relating to CBB funds and investments. I've seen some rather interesting meetings where, you know, disagreements have occurred and people have had to go out and caucus and come back and reach a compromise. So it's, to me, it's been a lot of fun doing this.
Well, it's a grassroots effort, even though the board is essentially appointed by the secretary, like you said, but these are still cattlemen and women who have their own business.
I enjoy working with cattlemen. They're very honest. You know, when you do a good job, they tell you to do a good job. When you screw up, they tell you screwed up. So it's been a very positive situation for me.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you very much, Wayne. We are just kind of trying to get a little perspective on the history of the beef checkoff since it has passed its 25th birthday, and we are here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.